We'll take a look at sports right now, and the World Series is not over yet. It looked like it was going to be over last night, in the very first inning, as a matter of fact, it looked like it was going. It looked like, you know, it was one of those things where it just, how can I put it? It looked like that it was going to be a very short season for the World Series in the first inning. This is Duval's grand slam. You hear the crowd going crazy. First inning grand slam. That did not portend well for the Houston Astros. But one thing you've got to say about the Astros is they just have no quit in them.
0-2 again. That's in the air to left center field. Will get down for a leadoff base hit. And the tying run is on again as Correa's on base for the second time. That is into center. Correa will stop at second. Two hits in the inning as Gurriel finds a hole to the left of the second base bag.
Cutting action, but he stays up the middle. That's the difference. You try to pull that, and then it's probably, see how flat that swing is. I mean, that's just so perfect. I think you trust your pitcher knows he can throw strikes, that you face somebody else. It's not changing the runners in scoring position. You got to really pitch to Maldonado, and that's what Brian Snitker is going to do.
So Bregman draws the intentional walk. 3-1 pitch. That's inside, and this game is tied. A bases-loaded walk to Martin Maldonado after the intentional pass to Bregman. And it's 5-5 here in the fifth of Game 5. Gonzalez was added for this World Series round to the active roster. And he floats one into left center. That will get down. Score one and score two. The ball hits Maldonado, but Marwin Gonzalez has delivered, and the Astros have their first lead.
Well, anyways, the Astros went on to win that game big time. And so it's 3-2, and we still have World Series action going on. Not too shabby, right? I don't think it's too shabby. That's what we have from Major League Baseball yesterday. Now let's go to the NFL. Lots of different games. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Giants at 2-5. Go up against the Chiefs, who are 3-4. Ugh, scared about this game. All right, let's go to the other scores we have here. Of course, the Packers beat the Cardinals earlier in the week. The Jets, I think they got a quarterback in this kid. He's had two games in a row where he's done extremely well. First filling in and now starting, threw over 400 plus yards in his first start. The Jets beat the Bengals 34-31. The Titans over the Colts 34-31. The Rams over the Texans 38-22. Steelers beat the Browns 15-10. The Eagles over the Lions 44-6. The 49ers beat the Bears 39-22. The Panthers beat the Falcons 19-13. The Bills over the Dolphins 26-11. The Patriots over the Chargers, they're now 4-4, the Patriots 27-24. The Seahawks bombed the Jaguars 31-7. Broncos over the Washington football team 17-10. And the Saints beat the Buccaneers 36-27. A bad night for Tom Brady last night. And the Cowboys over the Vikings 20-16. All right. And once again tonight, Monday Night Football, the Giants versus KC in Kansas City. In NBA action yesterday, local teams, the Nets over the Pistons, 117-91. Coming up today, we'll see if any of the Knicks are playing the Raptors at 7:30. And tomorrow, we have no local action. Then on Wednesday, the Celtics take on the Magic, and the Knicks take on the Pacers. Once again, the standings have the Knicks and Heat at 5-1, along with the Wizards and Bulls at 5-1, leading the Eastern Division of the NBA. Taking a look at NHL action last night, the Rangers over the Seattle Kraken by a score of 3-1. No local action other than that, from what I see here on the action board tonight. No local action tomorrow. Let's see what we have here tomorrow. The Devils take on the Ducks, and the Rangers take on the Canucks. And the standings look like this for people who are Ranger fans or Devil fans or Flyer fans or Islander fans. Hurricanes lead the division with 16 points. The Rangers are in third place with 13 points. Meanwhile, for the Bruins in their division, which is the Atlantic Division, they have 8 points and are way down on the list. That, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.